broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back. Fucking 300 and still can't get it right.
All right. Welcome back to the 300th episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You heard me right. This is the 300th episode of Ask the Fellas.
That's a milestone, bro.
300.
We've fucking done this 300 fucking times.
Yo. That's insane, bro.
That is insane. God damn it. It's almost a fucking year's worth of fucking episodes. Shit. If you start listening to one episode a day.
That's true. It's going to take you a little bit over a year to finish.
No, that's 10 months. 10 months.
365. Pendejo.
Oh, that's right.
No research.
Whoops. Oh, wait. You're right. There's 365 days in a year, right?
No research.
I'm going to call him the R word, man.
You know what? In this show, I'm glad we don't do any fucking research, man.
It'll take you 3 years.
That'd be fucking terrible, man.
I don't know how to count.
God damn.
Oh, man. Horrible.
Bro.
Horrible.
Hey, your boy almost got capped.
Oh, who? What?
Your boy.
Who? He got?
No, not he got.
Your boy, Mr. Trump.
Oh, yeah.
That's dude.
Crazy. Saw that shit.
What the fuck happened, man?
The guy missed.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Obviously.
He missed. Was it staged or what?
Yeah, I don't think it was staged.
Really?
But I do love hearing all the conspiracy theorists people
I know.
Saying that it's staged.
I'm not a conspiracy guy at all.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a stunt the entire
and
time.
And at first I did. I was like, that shit seemed odd. Like. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody the ran. Whole,
it felt like an SNL sketch when he mm-hmm. got up and started like pumping
fight.
His fist and
yeah.
fight. But then, I'll be honest, for him to sit up there and take a shot, that requires a little bit of bravery, and he doesn't have that shit. So there's no way he went up there and trusted someone to shoot him in the ear.
Well, they're saying that he didn't get shot. They said that they hit the teleprompter. And
yeah,
then
and the teleprompter cut his ear.
Oh, that's what they're saying?
Well, that's what they're saying. And then there's a shot, like an actual photograph of the bullet passing by his head.
What?
Well, yes. A bunch of bullets passed by him, right?
Well, obviously. Yeah.
So, and then he was like moving like the Matrix or what?
No.
Fucking wig on one side, body on this side.
Dude, I've seen a fucking meme that shows him doing the fucking Matrix
move. Oh, really?
Movie.
Really?
Oh, shit, they're fucking getting, they're out of control. Like, dude, shut the fuck up.
This was like Christmas for like, fucking the Trumpies.
Yeah,
they
I'm like, he's alive because the guy sucked and he missed.
Oh, I think he was, from what I've read, he was in a hurry because a cop saw him up there and went up to talk to, or like to like stop him, and then he pointed the gun and then went back, and I guess he only had like a few seconds and just had to shoot.
Well, I mean, at first I thought it was a stunt. Obviously, unfortunately, someone did die. Yeah. So they got hit by a bullet. Trump, unfortunately, you know, he got hurt as well.
Yeah.
I don't wish death upon anybody.
No.
Right.
You
know,
we can't
you know,
do that.
I can say I don't like Trump at all. You know, I don't like him at all. I don't believe anything that he believes in. I don't believe anything that side of our government believes in. But again, I don't wish death upon any of them. You know.
I feel like it's so, like, go ahead, finish up.
So you know, when it happened, I thought it was a stunt because it looked kind of staged. Mm-hmm. It looked kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. These motherfuckers, they're just trying to take attention away from Project 2025.
Which is
this fucking thing where they're writing up this whole program of what they're going to do once Trump gets elected.
Okay, all right.
Where they're taking away Social Security, fucking abortion rights, women's rights. They're doing all sorts of shit.
Wait,
dude.
That shit was real?
I saw
somebody
real.
Had reposted some shit, but I'm like,
no, it's fucking real. It's a real fucking plan that they have that they're putting in place that they're going to try to take away all these fucking things.
What about the education system? Are they going to try to take that away?
They're going to defund, what is it, underfund? Defund?
Defund.
Education, whatever.
They're going to defund the education system. They're going to get rid of free meals. They're going to get rid of.
So they're going to what?
Not my tickets!
Yeah. The yellow calendar's gone.
That shit's gone, bro.
You know, I used to get like 5 of those fucking calendars, right?
What?
Yeah, bro, all you have to do is steal it. Like, I was the one trusted to pass them out, so I would like make when the kids didn't show up to class,
uh-huh.
like I would pass out one, put one in my folder.
Oh, I thought pass you had another. I thought you had the whole calendar, like five of those.
I did. I had five of those. So when I would go to school, I would like give tickets to my friends that weren't smart enough to lie on the fucking application.
Right, pendejo.
Yeah. Jericho's classmates are all malnourished. This was getting all fat.
He's jerky. He's like, there was a moment in my life where I was fat, and that's because I had five meals a day.
Unfortunately, that's not the truth.
Man,
I still didn't eat enough when I was a kid. God damn it!
Yeah,
but you know, but going back to the video, there's a video where there's a woman behind Trump. Hmm. She has a hat on. At one moment, right before the shot, she's like standing up, and then 10 seconds before the shot, she sits down. And then the next thing you see is she's sitting down, and then she has her phone out.
And then she pulls out her phone.
And she's fucking recording.
What?
So that's one video. I don't know if it's if the video is manipulated or what, but you know, that's one thing that's fucking come out.
Cause, yeah, because she even had like a smirk, a little bit of a smirk, and then she kind of covered her face with the phone. Well, it was like she had like a pamphlet or something, whatever, flyer.
Yeah.
And then she pulls out her phone and.
I mean, I don't know.
No, right. but the thing is, it was just the timing. But it could be manipulated too. You know, right. Like you said,
I'd have to check that out.
Yeah.
But all I know, there was a huge fucking gap in security, man.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Like, that guy was close.
That's really close. 150 yards, they said. At first, it said 130 yards.
Yeah.
But even if they put him 20 yards out, that's nothing, man.
That's it.
150 yards with an AR style rifle. Anybody that has been shooting for a while can make that shot.
Right, he was a bad shot.
Yeah,
he was like LeBron's son.
But that was
out there all day.
His name was Bronny Crawford.
You can make fun of LeBron's kid. Don't make fun of LeBron.
We gotta talk about that shit too. Fucking stupid ass Bronny. But you know what? That's an open carry state, so they really couldn't question people. Because it's open carry, and how dare you try to take my gun away from me?
Especially in that there. State. Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's an open carry.
But then
carry.
The other thing, too, they were saying was that somebody had spotted him maybe a couple minutes before,
yeah.
and they were 4 or 5.
They
were like, like they were pointing him out.
They
like,
called the cops.
They
told the cops they were pointing.
I think a cop did go up there and was like, what the fuck are you?
He's like, if you're going to take the shot, take it now.
Yeah. I'm about to go up there. You better go. Yeah.
Hey, you better not miss.
He's like, fuck.
That
shit is crazy. But like when I first saw it, I think I sent it in the text message. I thought it was like that, like how the wrestlers would do it. Like when all the security like jumped on top of him.
Uh-huh.
I felt like if he was down there doing some shit and then he comes up all bloody wrestlers.
He cut himself like fucking Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I texted you, right? I texted you like Trump. Just left it at that. But
he used the cat soup.
Yeah. The one's from Tam. Jesus. Now, I like Barlow said, we don't wish death on anybody, and I want the guy to lose at the ballot box, right? I don't want him to. I don't want him to die, and then I don't know what the fuck happens to our country. But if he's gonna lose, let him lose. You know, I don't know if he's gonna lose to Biden. I'll be honest. Let him lose. I don't know who the fuck.
I mean, with this fucking stupid ass stunt, it probably gave him the election.
I've been telling Mick that he's going to win for months. He's going to win. And this is just put him over. He's going to win this.
It's unfortunate that this country has so many dumb fucking people.
Yeah.
That would allow somebody like that to be elected in the first place and then to be reelected.
But you know, they don't even see him as like a politician. He's like a god.
Especially now he's fucking bulletproof.
He's a god. Like
bulletproof.
They don't wear like USA shirts anymore. They wear Trump shirts. Like that's Trump is bigger than America. Yeah, Trump is bigger than anything. Like Trump is like their god, and it's different. It's not like it ever was before.
Right.
It's different now.
Yeah.
And what I'm afraid of is the evolution of a Trump person, because they're coming, like the guy who he picked. I just sent you the video today of the guy who's gonna be the vice president.
Oh, yeah.
That guy hates Mexicans, dude.
What?
That guy.
They
hates.
Hate. Why does he hate me like
I
that?
I don't know, bro.
He's hit me.
What did I do?
I don't know.
What about Central American?
He's a Yaku.
He said, fuck you.
You cool. He's like, I love me some pupusas.
No, anybody on that side of the border, bro. So I think you're on the same team as us.
Oh, damn.
No,
bro.
My son, you guys no, Michael, my son
yes.
texted me the link to that guy's like speech a couple years ago or a commercial. And he said on there, like, you know, he blamed Mexicans for a lot of stuff that's happening here in the U.S.
Okay.
Well, we do.
And I told him, I told my son, I said, this is why you need to be, keep going to school, be an attorney. And then you can be in there and say, hey, that's not true. Like, I'm, right. I well, come from fucking immigrants. Like, well, that's not true.
Hold on. We do a lot of stupid shit, though.
We
right?
do. But,
we do.
But our country isn't suffering because of what we did.
Oh, no, no,
we,
no, no.
We work for this fucking country.
It's not our fault. But, no. But we do some stupid shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 4th of July. Fucking Mexico. I wanted to call ICE on these motherfuckers on 4th of July. Wouldn't let me sleep for like a week.
That's fucking terrible.
What are you talking about?
They're loud as fuck.
Bro, that's a free show. Why are you
No, I'm not talking about the 4th. I'm talking about the 3rd, oh. the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th.
It's a free
Get
show.
Over it.
Nah, yeah. man.
Get over it.
I put away my Trump hat already, Stop but I had it on the 4th.
Stop being an old man.
That comes with living in the hood,
No,
bro.
Dude, I don't know. I know.
I've been struggling with fucking fireworks for like a month and a half.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like these motherfuckers don't stop.
Still.
And then, to this day. Well, no, now they stop.
Okay.
No, they slowed down. The one went off last night.
Yeah.
In my house.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's just like. Boom.
Just wait until there's like a Mexico game or fucking Dodgers win the World
That's
Series.
That's why I'm happy that Mexico sucks in soccer because then we are out in the first round. I'm glad we're not Argentinian.
Oh, shit. That's a different fucking debacle, man.
See, that was another debacle yesterday at the Copa America.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, bro.
Colombians, bro. They fucking tore the shit.
They were just jumping
out
over.
Out of the fucking stadium.
They're nuts, right?
They had to delay the game.
An hour and a half.
Yeah.
They were breaking into the stadium?
Yeah.
Because they had to... The security was like, hey, we're getting overwhelmed. We're going to have to let them in because they're stampeding.
Oh, shit.
People were getting crushed. Yeah. Kids were getting crushed.
Wow. Yeah. So they had to let them in. So it was like thousands of people that got in without tickets. And then they closed the gates, and people that had tickets couldn't get in.
No.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. And also, I heard it was thousands of dollars.
If you get in without getting searched or without a ticket, you can have a weapon on you.
Fuck.
But why? I told my wife last night, why would you go all the way there without a fucking ticket?
Well, they do this in other countries. I don't know if you know that. Like when there's like big games like this, they do this on purpose. They go without a ticket and then they force their way in.
You know what? I'm
somehow
I'm gonna vote for Trump.
So there's videos of Colombians sneaking in through the fucking ventilation system.
I did see that. Yeah,
through the ventilation system, trying to getting into the fucking stadium.
Fucking crazy.
So there's like tons of damage at the fucking Miami Dolphins stadium.
And guess what? There's gonna be a World Cup games there in a couple of years.
Yeah. Now they're like, oh man. Ooh.
So they're probably gonna now they have think to about that, right?
Figure that shit out again.
Well, they should. Get Trump's Secret Service to they do the
dude,
fucking
the,
security.
Yeah.
There.
No.
Wait, why not?
People are gonna be on the field and shit, barbecuing.
They did such a great job.
No, they didn't.
Oh man,
they saved his life.
But after they said, give him 5 shots, see if you can hit him. Like I'm gonna give you 10 seconds, bitch, and then go.
Okay.
And they were like 1, 2. All right, I guess let's get this motherfucker.
Okay, so like talking about that again. Uh-huh. Do you guys know that they couldn't actually take a shot at the shooter, even though they can see him clearly?
Without him taking a shot?
Yeah, like they can see him clearly with a gun.
Yes.
Perch like if he's ready to fire.
Uh-huh.
But their protocol says don't shoot him.
Until he shoots.
That's stupid.
It's fucking stupid, bro.
It's American laws, bro. Oh,
man. Because they're like, they're thinking like, well, what if it's a telescope? Or what if he's just watching the...
I did read that. But if it looks like a gun... He's not going to use a telescope with the gun just to, like, you know what I mean?
I mean, in that part of the country, I think most people have guns.
Yeah,
and what if that's his only telescope?
Hey, have you seen a picture of the guy?
No.
Yeah, he looks like a
really nerdy. Inbred, dude.
He looks like a retard.
Dude, yeah, it's fucked up.
Well, you know, it's because it's R, you know, ends with tarded.
You're so stupid.
You know, if I put him in the closet now, we would
not.
No,
don't put him.
If you put him in the closet, the show's over.
It's gonna be a short show.
Cat is in the closet waiting for his bitch ass. Put him in there.
No.
Choke you out. He's
got them strong hands.
he's gonna add some of his own condoms to your wall.
Want that.
Hey, you know what else tripped me out about the shooting was that the people did not react, or at least that's not how I feel I would have reacted.
You know what?
I would have tried to get out the fucking way.
These motherfuckers that are in the stand, they're living in a different reality, and they're like, this is entertainment to them.
What?
I saw one kid dressed like Trump right behind him. He has a little wig, at the little hat, and all he does was like just go down and look, like
kind of watching.
They're living in a different universe. They don't see the same shit we do.
Really?
It's man, being white is different, dude.
Out there, man.
Yeah, being white out there.
And these are poor white people.
Really? That's Pennsylvania?
That's the crazy thing.
Well, it was like in the it wasn't in the big city. It was like in a fucking
The rural areas.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. At least half of the people there live in fucking trailers, bro.
Yeah. Damn.
So it's easy to brainwash people like that. Yes. That's what you're saying.
Of course.
Yeah.
Man. You brainwash them so that they feel better of their situation because he is against minorities.
You find a common scapegoat. Common scapegoat. This happened in fucking in Germany. In the 30s, right? Like, he found a why is everybody so poor?
I don't know what happened in the 30s.
Okay.
What happened in the 30s in Germany?
Well, you don't remember because you weren't born yet, bro. They didn't teach that
happened over there, and you find a common, somebody to blame why everybody's poor, and it becomes, back then it was the Jews, and now,
now it's us.
It's us. For this group. Us and other people, not just us.
That's fucking horrible.
And the left.
It's the liberals.
The liberals.
They're completely against the liberals and the socialists.
The liberals and the illegal immigrants.
Well, you guys realize that this country was built on immigration, right?
Exactly. You realize Trump's wife is an immigrant.
Right.
Wait, he's still married to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, fool, they have a contract. What the fuck?
They have a contract?
Of course.
Hold on, but you what? You realize he is an immigrant as well.
His dad, not...
Well, whatever.
Well, he comes from immigrants, yes.
Everyone here in this country
except
is immigrant. Unless you're
Native Americans.
Native Americans, we're all immigrants, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, we look closer.
You're from South. You're way the fuck down there. Us three, we're closer. We're Mexican.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm probably more fucking indigenous than you fucking three motherfuckers.
What?
Why? Yeah. Why? Why?
Yes.
Because you're shorter like that little Indian people? Why?
Because I have a hoop in my nose.
Because you just fucked in Mexico a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just impregnated one of your women.
I was gonna ask you when you were due.
Man, you know, kill this motherfucker.
Yeah,
don't get this.
Yeah, but you're right. Anybody that doesn't look Native American, you can't say, I'm originally from the United States.
Right.
Well, my family's originally from the United States. My family's originally from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking Quaker. Yeah.
Oh, you're Native American. Oh, no. So where did you originate from, motherfuckers? They forget that part. They're not natives.
But even then, let's fast forward a few years, like, I don't know, a couple hundred years. I don't know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Then they started, getting immigrants from Ireland and Italy.
Yeah, those are the caravans.
Yeah. And those people were persecuted as well. They were fucking, people didn't let them into their shops. They didn't want them to fucking come into the restaurants. Uh-huh. A lot of people forget that this country hated you at one time, but now you're accepted.
But you're talking about the country that hated them wasn't the U.S. It was Europeans.
Europeans, yes.
The Europeans hated them, but because they came here, and they were allowed to come in, and they felt safer. The biggest thing is, the biggest caveat here is the fact that they're white.
Right, I understand that, but they were still persecuted. They were still hated. Right.
Yeah.
No Irish shall apply. No Italian should apply, and that became a thing. Right.
And who the fuck was keeping them from applying?
White people.
What white people?
The Europeans. I don't know. The settlers.
Because the Irish, the Italians, they're all European too.
It was a WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Yes. The ones that were from England, basically. Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
And then now all of them have forgotten that point. That. They at one point weren't wanted here, and now they hate all the new immigrants, which is us,
right?
And they don't realize Trump is using. I mean, he has a game plan to be able to get all these votes of these people that he can scare. He can make them and he has the only solution is him. And you can see the playbook, but again, a lot of people are not educated enough, or they are easily manipulated, and it's going to be an easy November victory for him.
Yeah,
yeah. The only thing that we can kind of hope for is that the Democrats win the House and the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. As long as we're able to do that, then the Republicans can't really push their agenda completely.
But yeah, but they have a good game plan, man. Give him that. They have a good fucking game plan, and how many judges does he have on the Supreme Court that are on his side?
Right now, six.
Like he had,
and he put in what, 3 or 4?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they're doing it. Obama fucked up by not putting anyone. He was in eight years. He didn't put one.
That was fucking spineless. Because he would have had one.
He
at
waited.
Least.
He's like, oh, I'll just wait to. Like, no, you force these motherfuckers to resign. So again, now it's crazy, man.
Well, actually, you guys are wrong. He did try to put someone in there, but fucking
they pushed back.
Fucking
McConnell.
Fucking push back and didn't allow him to put somebody in there.
Yeah, that's
and that's
true.
Why Trump was
had
able
an extra
to,
one.
Was able to put an extra one in there.
So. I think the demo. Here's the thing: you're fighting a fight, and the other side doesn't give a fuck, and you're caring too much. You're like, no, I got to fight by the rules, and the other side is not fighting by the rules, and they don't give a fuck.
Right. Exactly.
But at the end, when you lose, you're like, what the fuck happened?
Well, because
you got to fight like them
because you're
win.
Not fighting dirty like they are.
That's the problem.
They're fucking fighting dirty. They're fighting outside of the rules, outside of the laws. They're just fucking taking every advantage that they can.
And guess what? What topic hasn't been brought up in the last 48 hours since the whatever 72 hours since the shooting?
The fact that he's a fucking convicted felon,
or no gun, no like they're pro gun, right? But
now
that's
right.
It's not a gun. It's
I
not
know.
A, they're not bringing up guns right now.
This isn't a gun issue.
No.
Why not?
It's not.
He had a fucking AR-15.
But he was a white man and Republican,
so he was allowed
registered
to have one.
Republican only. They're saying he's a rhino.
Really?
What the fuck does that mean?
Rhino is a Republican in name only.
Oh, that's new to me, man. I never heard that before.
And he donated to Biden's thing.
$15, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
15.
Dude, you know what?
$15.
That's a fucking setup.
Somebody did that on his behalf.
Hold on.
Am I a dino?
You're a dino.
What the fuck? Wait, hold on.
A Democrat in name only.
But, yeah, you're a dino.
But to this
you're
day.
You're dynamite.
Dynamite. To this day, I still think $15 is a lot to donate to any candidate.
Yeah, they don't need it.
I don't. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
they don't.
Like, dude, I don't want to give you $15 hurts, man. You know what I mean? Like,
it hurts what?
Well, because when I go to like Pete's Patio, which is like a Tam's Burger or something,
garbage.
It's garbage. But a combo is $15, and I'm like, you motherfuckers, how the fuck are you getting away with charging me $15 for a fucking combo? Man?
And I'm still gonna buy it because I want the freaking burger
and the big ass fries.
Big ass fries.
But fuck.
I know. Hey, they give you a lot of fries.
They do. They sure do.
Yeah, because when I go with my daughter, I only order one combo. And then I order a hamburger on the side, and that's how we share.
One drink?
The fries is huge.
Enough fries.
You go one drink?
No, you got drink at home. You got drinks at home.
I know. I got water at home.
I don't like taking that shit home. I like
frijoles en la casa.
I know. I saw that en la casa. Mezcal en la casa.
What the fuck?
¿Por qué quiero otra horchata? No, fuck that shit.
No, but like, let's talk about this real quick. I want to talk about inclusion. What is DEI? I don't know that. You guys should know this fucking term,
DEI?
Right? Yeah, diversity. Something in inclusion. What's the E for?
That's like having a fucking gay people in every fucking show now.
No, I don't think that's
who's
the
gay one in this show?
You motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know.
we had to invite you, bro.
I know.
But there's a term that's coming up in every fucking thing, like in school and work.
Equity.
So diversity, equity, and inclusion, right?
Oh, my God.
So now it's,
what?
It's actually been shoehorned into the Secret Service. And I don't know if you noticed, but there was a lot of
women there.
A lot of female Secret Service officers. Yeah. That were protecting Donald Trump.
Did you notice that?
Is that
when
why he almost got shot?
Well, she tried to get up, the Secret Service lady, and she couldn't.
Right.
And then they had to pull back Donald Trump's hand because he was grabbing her by the pussy.
No. Oh.
Is that when he got?
Is that where the blood came from?
That's where it came from.
Holy shit.
It was the time of the month.
He like smeared it on his face.
So he didn't get hit.
He did the two lines. He did the eye black on.
He didn't get shot.
It was a
pussy
fucking fake news, bro.
Hey, listen, if I ever become president, I don't want fucking women Secret Service protecting me.
Well, I mean, okay, for one reason and one reason.
Not a regular woman.
Right.
Right? It has to be
she
like.
She has to have a mustache, yeah.
No.
Like
no,
a butch.
Like a China.
No, she
like
has to
China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has China to be one of
okay,
those
my bad.
Fucking.
She has to have a dick.
Yeah. No, enlarged clit.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, I want them all, like, mixed size, tall.
Right.
Yes. Big-ass guys. I want big. I don't want Barlow. They're going to shoot over. Anybody can shoot over him.
That's true.
5'1".
And clit size has to be minimum 3 inches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
And fuck you also. I'm not 5'1".
That's show.
I heard that.
Like, imagine I have 5'1 Secret Service around me. They can shoot me. You know what I mean? Any fucking inbred from Pennsylvania can shoot me.
No, they'll protect your dick.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, like, at least he did not shot. Get shot in his dick.
Fuck. But yes, that's one of the biggest things. If you notice,
yeah,
like you had, they were swarming him, right?
Yeah.
But the one that was in the front, it was a woman.
Yeah.
And she was probably like 5'5", maybe 5'2". And there was no way she was covering him.
Yeah.
And he was exposed. Yeah, if right. there was another shooter, they would have got him. Because right. he was like clear, like you can clearly see from all of his head.
You can clearly see his hair's all fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That hair was got fucked up right away. That's why he wears a hat, huh?
Yeah.
Need a hat.
So, like, do you guys think that there should be a DEI thing, which is diversity,
equity,
and inclusion in the Secret Service?
No,
I mean,
I don't think it should be like that in the military.
What is that?
If you're a ground force individual, mm-hmm. a fucking a grunt, you shouldn't be on the fucking ground. If you are a woman that you're piloting a drone, shit like that, fucking
absolutely,
go at it, have at it.
Yeah,
but on the
making
ground,
presidential sandwiches, shit like that.
Yeah.
Come on,
presidential
cleaning the fucking plane,
presidential cream pies. You know
what the fuck?
Oh no, no,
wait,
no,
wait,
no,
okay.
No, no, no.
How many? Do you know how many women Navy SEALs we've had in the U.S. history of the U.S.?
Zero.
No,
wait. Actually, we have
one. There's one.
We have one. Yes, when I was in my class, right, there was this one woman that she was just determined.
He just remembered the movie.
To, yeah. What,
just, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What? No.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So the one, right?
I remember your this life part.
Yes. She was determined, bro. Determined to be a Navy SEAL.
No.
Yes.
You're kidding me.
And then after this one poem, I don't know. Like there was our drill sergeant. Is that what you call him?
Sure.
He was like talking to her.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get her. Kind of to quit.
Fucking Jane, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somehow, like, she was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to fucking make it.
What?
So she went to the barracks, and she shaved her fucking hair.
Yeah.
She, like, with clippers, she got clippers, and she fucking cut all her hair off.
I remember that. And I was like, oh, girl, you can't strip anymore.
Right?
What the fuck? Oh,
because shit. She was a stripper.
Yeah, she was a strip tease.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
And,
oh,
yeah. Fuck. And then somehow, like, there was a time where, like, I think her husband had passed away, right? That's why she got into strip teasing
Shit.
And then she got into the military.
But then when he was a ghost?
Right. They killed her husband.
This fucker's, he's been like three movies together. His ghost, G.A. Jane, and fucking strip tease.
Yeah. G.A. Jane.
The first one was G.I. Jane, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he went to striptease,
uh-huh.
and now he's in fucking
Ghost.
What are you talking about?
He said, what are you talking about?
He's like, that was real life. It was my life.
Yeah, she was in my fucking SEAL class.
Hey,
bro.
Why did she shave her head? Like, she just wanted to look like a dude
didn't
or
have piojos
what?
Or
well, no, she didn't have piojos. No, she really wanted to fucking embody a fucking Navy SEAL. Because all of us, we had the fucking shaved head and shit. Mm. So, like, she didn't want to ring that bell. You know what I mean?
How many do you think she fucked her commanding officer?
I don't think she did.
No?
But she wanted to, though. I can see it in her eye.
Damn. Mm.
So
that's the quickest way for a woman to make it to the top, bro.
She didn't.
No.
You know. I don't think she even made it to fucking a Navy SEAL.
And maybe she wasn't a Navy SEAL.
I don't think. I think it was
that based on a true story?
I'm sorry, what?
That's a fucking movie, Jerry. God
damn. What are you talking about?
That's like four movies.
That's three movies, man.
Anyway, man, it was a great time back in the 90s.
Yeah, I agree.
But Trump almost got caught.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Dude, everything's expensive. Who's doing that?
You think the president has control
over
that? It's not inflation. Is called corporate greed.
Yeah,
that's what I call it.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Inflation is corporate greed. That's all it is. They just want to fucking make it sound more prestigious or more formal instead of saying, well, corporations want to make, they want 70% profits. So they're going to raise their prices.
Have right. you noticed that all these fucking restaurants, like McDonald's and I don't know if at Taco Bell, but all these little restaurants have gotten back to the deals? Like McDonald's has a $5 deal.
I got it the other day.
Right?
Yes.
Like somehow.
Well, here in LA, it's $6 if you get $6. The burger. If you get the burger, it's $6.
Yeah. But somehow, like, they're able to do this, but yet.
They're like, oh, no. Oh, no. We fucked up. We went too high.
Yes.
Because fast food is supposed to be cheap.
Right.
Because the people that buy fast food are the ones that have the least amount of money.
Right.
Exactly. You know, most of the time.
Because it's trash food.
Yeah, because that's the only thing they can afford, right? Yeah,
but now it's like you're paying almost $15 for a fucking combo.
It is cheaper to come home and cook than it is to go out there.
And these people usually have fucking 3-5 fucking kids.
Yep.
So, imagine. Really? You're going to spend $15
a kid? Per.
A kid and then adults? That's six fucking people.
Six people.
Time fucking 15.
15. How much is that? Because I can't 90, do that right now.
That's $90.
$90.
$90 fucking dollars.
$100.
They probably made $90 in that day for fucking work.
Oh, I thought that week.
Shit. No, I mean, that's crazy.
It isn't that bad anymore.
Okay.
No, that's
expensive.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. Like everything is just out of control.
Yeah.
But you
I
guys,
don't know.
You guys.
But you know what? You know what? I have money, and it for me it none of that matters.
Sure.
But it does.
It has to.
You know
why it matters? Because you didn't have money at some point, and you never know if you can go back to that.
I can't.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
No, I know, but you never know if one day you might. Right. You know, that's why it matters.
That's a scary part, too.
And that's why it matters. Because if I ever have to go back, I need to know that back there I'm going to be okay. And right now I can't.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? That's a scary part.
And also think about this. One day you have to retire.
Yeah.
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 And one day you're not going to have any income.
Right.
So right now you're supposed to be preparing yourself for that, you know, eventuality that you're not going to be able to work.
Right.
Can you make enough money now to have for those times where the economy, I mean, the inflation is just going to keep going up and up and up?
Corporate greed. Okay.
Corporate greed. Yeah.
Corporate greed. Right.
Yeah.
You got to start thinking in those terms at our age. I mean, well, not your age.
No, yeah.
You still got a couple of years.
I'm 10 years behind you guys. So.
You still got 30. Yeah. You're still 35.
Yeah.
Right. But I started thinking about this because I'm going to retire at 50.
Are you?
Yes, yeah. At 50 years old.
Nice.
So I got 5 years left. And if I didn't save when I was younger, which is like I started about 10 years ago, I would have not been able to retire in another 5 years. Mm-hmm. Nice. I would have to work another 15 years to be able to retire comfortably.
Correct. Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Fuck you, Cherokee.
Wait, what are you talking about?
He's throwing that shit in our faces.
No, wait.
You motherfuckers fucked up.
It's like that one episode where he was like, you know when you make $2 million a year?
Uh-huh. Okay, motherfucker.
No, you got to think in those terms.
No, for
man.
Sure, for you sure.
Know? No, yeah. Of course.
Because one day, I mean, like, how old do you want to be when you're still working? You know, like, and now I was like, I don't want to fucking be 65 still working.
That's a lot, bro.
That's hard, bro.
You know, not to go into too deep into the story, but Mick and I had a co-worker's mom pass away.
Oh.
And she was only retired 1 year.
Two years.
2 years. She retired 2 years ago from the same company we work at.
Oh.
And so 2 years into her retirement, she just passed away overnight. Like overnight, she went to dinner, came home, and passed away.
She's like, I'm done.
But like, I'm like, crazy, you work all crazy. That. You work all that time.
A lot of people don't retire. I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No, go for it.
Also, a lot of people don't retire because they have that mentality. They're like, if I retire, I'm gonna die.
But it's crazy how frequent that happens.
Right. That happens a lot.
Well, yeah.
I've heard that before.
Because it's because they're go, and then all of a sudden they're done, and now their body's like, oh, okay.
Now what?
Now we can fucking slow down.
But
and
I feel like I'm go, right? When I retire, I'm still going to do stuff.
You think you are.
I want to golf. I want to fucking travel.
He's like, yeah, like die in 2 years, bitch.
Like I have plans, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, that scares the shit out of me because I'm like, you never know, right? And she looked healthy.
Right.
Like a healthy person.
She was what, 67, 66?
She was probably in her mid-60s, if mid-60s, that.
Yeah. Looked healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy lifestyle. I don't know, man.
We never know. Because, I mean.
You know what she did? You know what she did? She blew all her retirement on, like, fucking 2 pounds of cocaine.
That'd be some shit.
And she was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm going to fucking blow all this cocaine in one night. Yeah. And I'm going to die tomorrow.
Damn. That's a good plan.
That'd be
though.
A way to go.
I do not hate that plan.
I've never done cocaine, but fuck it.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Well, I heard. Allegedly. So I heard.
Yeah. But no, but that's the big thing that, you know, I've been thinking about that shit too. It's like, fuck, how long do you want to work? You know what I mean? Like, or have a need to work, you know, without having a fucking plan, man. Cause that shit sucks balls too. Cause like one of my uncles too, he, this fool's had a good paying job. He used to work for Chevron for a long time and you know, and he was making bank, dude. And he ended up getting kidney disease. So this fool's on dialysis now. And he was forced to retire, and now he can't enjoy his retirement. Like, like it's just, yeah, like, shit like that is sad, bro. Like, it's just
but
like,
that's
fuck.
Fucking, that's like random shit, though.
Right.
You can't fucking plan for that.
No,
but you can't plan for, also, you can't plan for dying overnight either. Like, that shit happens, you know?
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
A lot of celebrities have been passing away these past few days. I don't know if you guys have been listening.
Shannon Doherty, Brenda, Shelley Duvall.
Uh-huh. And fucking the gay guy, the
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah. Yes. Three motherfuckers.
And almost Trump.
Right, is it Judge Judy or am I wrong?
No, Ruth.
I'm sorry. I knew it was an old lady.
The sex lady?
Yeah, yes. She passed away. Being fucked.
No.
I don't know.
Imagine.
Shit. But Sharon Doherty wasn't that old. She was like 50-something.
Yeah, she was like 53.
Cancer.
Yeah, I know it was cancer, right? But it was another. Richard Simmons was 70-something.
Well, what did he die from? Because he died right before Trump got shot at, and he was just off the fucking the front.
So he's forgotten?
Yeah.
No one even going to know until they listen to our show or
was
what?
Was he Jewish?
He must have been.
He probably died of cancer too.
Yeah, that curly hair.
What did he die of? Do you know?
It's probably cancer.
I think he was working out and then he probably passed away. Yeah. And somehow like his heart gave out or something.
You know what? I wasn't even sure that if he had died or not, but I saw this really funny clip. Do you guys remember Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah,
and they showed when Richard Simmons was a guest and they're like, all right, so we're bringing out Richard Simmons. And then they're like, for this part of the bit, you know, we're going to need somebody to be the prop. And he's like, I'll be the prop. Right? No, that shit's hilarious, man. If you guys could look it up, man, that'd be like fucking. And this was just doing all kinds of gay shit to the guys and shit. That's man. It was just funny as fuck. Yeah. But yeah, man, rest in peace, Richard Simmons.
Rest in peace, bro.
But it was cancer.
It was cancer too?
Cancer took him away.
Fuck. Mm. But a lot of other celebrities, I don't know if you've noticed, but they've been dying very, very early. One of them was like 50 years old.
How old was Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry must have been like 50. No, like I think, yeah, like almost 50.
Maybe late 40s.
But he was a fucking, you know, unfortunately, he was an addict.
He was a drug addict, yeah.
Matthew Perry. I'm thinking Luke Perry in my head.
Oh, Luke Perry.
He's trying to kill
Brenda's husband.
Yeah,
boyfriend.
He's Luke Perry still alive.
No, he's not.
Matthew Perry's dead. For that, like 10 years?
Dylan. Dylan is dead.
Dylan McKay died, yeah.
Brandon, yeah. No, Brandon's still alive.
Brandon's still alive. He's in Minnesota.
Yeah, Luke Perry. What did Luke Perry die of?
Jason Priestley.
That guy, yeah. He died a long time ago.
What did he die of?
I think he had a seat. No. What do you call that when it's not a heart attack, but it's a
stroke.
It's a stroke. Yeah.
Oh
no.
Fuck.
He had
all the
a stroke.
Drugs. All the drugs.
It must have been, bro. Because he was a young dude, man.
You know, people are fucking stupid. I was like reading under the post for Shannon Doherty, and they're like, "Well, at least she's with Dylan now." I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot.
What the having fucking
the
or what?
Fucking worms, man.
Like you're fucking dumb as fuck. They were together in real life.
That's why you couldn't stand Dylan. Each other.
Well, they're like, whoa, they're going to act for heaven.
That's so fucking dumb, man.
What was the name of the school?
90210.
No, the name of the school, dumbass.
Beverly Hills High.
Beverly Hills High, yeah.
Actually, it was Torrance High, but okay.
It was Torrance High. Yeah, I used to love that show back in the day. I didn't hate it.
It
was all right.
You were too young, Bartles.
Yeah, you were a little too young.
I couldn't watch that stuff.
They didn't allow it?
Nah. My mama was like, you're too young.
You're watching Sábado Gigante. Siempre en domingo.
Hey, this is Pax.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Last time you were here, yeah. Remember you brought
in,
it up?
In Mexico?
And you asked him, are you still unfucked
unsullied? Yeah, but he said he didn't say anything.
I did. Well, I said I am no longer an unfucked unsullied.
He said he wouldn't answer. No, he didn't say that.
Oh,
no,
you said something that
you said a gentleman doesn't kiss and tell, and then you left it at that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I can confirm that I am unfucked. I am no longer an unfucked.
Really?
Unsullied.
Nice. So what's your new T-shirt, though?
My new T-shirt is
fucked and sullied.
Ask me about. ask me about Mexico. Ask me how much of a good time I had.
Shit.
And it was only for 2 days.
Damn. Hey, that still counts. 2 days?
Hell yeah, it counts.
If you didn't leave the hotel room once, bravo, my friend.
Oh, well, we had to eat. We needed to eat.
I've done that where, like, I didn't leave the hotel for, like, a full 24 hours because we had room service. We ordered pizza.
Rich.
It was fucking awesome, bro. Oh, and it was the...
she had enough money to pay for that and pay for her?
Yeah.
Rich.
It was a
he got the combo.
It was a Fairmont Miramar in Santa Monica.
Oh, wow.
The bungalows. I don't know if you know about the bungalows.
Nah, yeah.
That's where the Marilyn Monroe suite, like, right next door, was right next door. I didn't get that one. I had the one but right next to it, and mm-hmm. It was two stories, and you could see the ocean from that fucking bungalow. It was awesome.
Is that the one with the themed rooms and shit, where you have to like dress up like Tarzan and
He was already dressed up
like Tarzan. That didn't matter.
That's where I had my first butt cleansing. Well, it was a bidet.
Oh,
and it was warm. It had buttons.
Wait a minute.
It was like a warm seat. It was awesome, bro. Shit. Man, that was.
How old were you?
I was probably like 20, 21, 20, maybe 20. I think it's 20.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, you really wanted this girl. Huh?
Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
He's like, I'm still married to her. Shit, dude.
Man.
You know, I've been to a themed type of hotel in Monterey,
mm-hmm.
up north. It was a kind of like a 70s Marilyn Monroe type of style.
Right.
So the rooms were kind of like, you know, they had like the lamps were shaped like lips and shit.
Damn.
You had like the Marilyn Monroe paintings or pictures on the wall. It was a cool place. Man. So
the rooms were made for sex.
There's no way you're gonna go there and not have sex.
Man. Yeah. Like, and then you know if they have like the mirrors and all.
It wasn't ghetto like that though. No. I see where you're going.
Fucking condom dispenser in the bathroom.
Fucking, there's a two-way mirror. Fucking.
You know what I'm disappointed by, though?
What's
up? In every fucking TV show, there was a vibrating bed that was like 25 cents.
I've never seen that.
And I've never seen that. What the fuck was that all about?
That's because we don't stay in those type of fucking places, bitch.
I know, but I was excited to become an adult, though, man.
That's where you get killed and shit.
I know.
I wonder if that's like that fucking, what do you call it? The sulking? Sulking?
Soaking. Oh.
If you put the quarters in and then you just put your dick in and then you don't need anybody to shake you. Your bed shakes for you.
Put your dick in what?
In the woman. And then you
like
soak.
Like the Mormon shit, right?
Yeah, Mormon thing. Then you soak.
I don't know if you guys know, but there was this sex coach that was talking about sex or whatever. And she says, do yourself a favor, guys.
Uh-huh.
When you enter your woman for the first time, just let it be. Just fucking go in there. For about 30 seconds to 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Just don't fucking move. Just go all the way in and just stay there.
Right.
She'll appreciate it. So that's something new that I've never fucking heard about.
Hmm. Like, you mean your first time ever? Like
no.
Initially, during the intercourse.
Your first time with a new partner.
Right. And when you penetrate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean.
That first 35 seconds or 40 seconds or whatever is like, to her, it's like bliss. That's what they say. I don't know if it's the truth, but you guys might want to go home and try it.
What if she hits you with the, just put it in already? Like, I've been in for 45 seconds.
I already came twice.
Or she's like, why aren't you moving? did you fall asleep? Oh, man.
Fuck.
Shit. Nah, but you know what? Like, I think there's some females that would appreciate that. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool.
You know, since I had my little dry run, when I finally ended that dry run, I did kind of like, when I slipped in, I did kind of like savor the The moment.
Really? Nice. Did you tell her
tell us about this.
Did you tell her that you were, you know, dry for a while?
She knew. She knew I was dry for a while.
Wow.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to savor this. I'm going to just fucking go in there. Feel that warmth. Feel that wet.
She was like, the bumps on your penis say different.
Oh, no, no. That's from shaving. That was from shaving. Don't you worry about that. But yeah, man, I get what they're saying, man. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Hey, if you have hairs on your shaft,
yeah, uh-huh.
Do you shave them and then risk maybe like rubbing her the wrong way, or do you just leave them, let them grow?
On your shaft? Nah, yeah. you gotta trim them off.
You gotta take them off.
Oh, you gotta pluck them off.
Pluck them off?
No, I said you gotta take them off.
Oh, okay, no, because you made the motion.
You went like this.
Oh, no.
I meant with the razor.
I was like, okay. Fuck, that's torture.
I don't pluck that shit off. That's like plucking out a hair in your nose.
You don't want to do that.
Because I've tried that before and I was like,
You cry.
Yeah, no.
Your body cries.
Yeah.
I'd rather get a tattoo.
Right. I don't think it'll be that abrasive. Like, no. As long as it's past the period of like when it's just growing back,
okay,
you're okay.
Yeah,
right.
And as long as you don't have hair on your entire penis,
have you? Man, that's gotta be some weird shit, right?
Hair on your on the tip.
A chia pet? That's not possible, right?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You never
too
know.
Much friction, right? Like.
There's gotta
be, that would be weird, bro.
Like, cause it can't grow on your palm because it's constantly touching stuff, right? Your hair grows.
Yeah, but
is that the reason why it doesn't grow?
I don't know. I mean,
it's kind of like grass. You know, like if you walk on an area so long that it just stops growing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I guess he's right. Maybe like if, you know, there's a lot of.
That's fake news, bro, because I touch my shaft all the time.
and the hair still there. You have hairs on your shaft?
A little bit.
I mean, not
show
all
me.
The way.
I mean,
hold on, guys. Close your eyes. Show me.
It's like a quick commercial pause.
Jericho, pause the show.
Not a lot, but yeah, I have a couple.
I mean, you know, it's probably like maybe.
Like one, like a little.
2 or 3 inches, like, above, you know.
Yeah, like a little sprinkled.
I'm thinking like.
No, not close to the head.
The top 50%.
No.
Oh, okay. No. So like the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The only bad part with that is when you're using the fucking Manscaped, they say, don't worry, it's not going to cut you.
It's not going to nick you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Yeah, if you're not careful and you're not paying attention, you will nick yourself.
Hell yeah.
You got to do it while you're hard, though. Because the skin is taut.
Yes.
And if you're soft,
you can
get yourself.
You're right. I mean, some of the like the women don't know this shit, but
that's real talk, bro.
You have to be hard.
No, and the scariest thing is shaving your balls. I think if there was something that guaranteed you would not nick your balls,
I've cut myself the most on my balls,
and that's terrible. Like it's just like
because the skin is like droopy.
We should help each other.
Like, bat wing like, that shit.
I'll do that, and you shave and back and forth. Like,
fuck,
I'd rather be hairy, bro.
You can see my beard, right?
Yeah.
I'm fucking hairy everywhere.
Everywhere, bro?
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Okay.
Let me say it again. I had my my wife and I and the family went to Miami a couple weeks ago, and I had my wife shave my back the day before.
Why don't you get fucking wax instead, bro?
Fuck that.
Just do the waxing, bro.
Or do the laser
removal. She just shaved. She used the clippers.
Yeah, but that only lasts for a fucking day.
I only needed it for the week so I can not be too hairy out there.
Was that like foreplay for her or did you?
No, she was like.
Yeah, no, that shit is, it's crazy how like some people have like a shitload of hair, and I remember I was proud, and when I started college I had like 7 chest hairs and shit. And I was like, fuck, this fool probably had 7 chest hairs when he was a fucking born.
No, you know what, in high school I fucked up and I shaved this like piece of chest right in the middle. I shaved it and then that shit came back with a vengeance. Haven't touched it since.
So that's the longest part?
Yeah.
You're kind of like Zangief then.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like Giant Gonzalez. Remember him?
Right.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. I'm like that. Yeah.
You know what? That's your costume.
I know, right?
Zangief.
Bam. Zangief. That's your costume for this year, man.
It's easy, bro. Oh,
there you go.
I've been wearing it since March.
Yes. Some red shorts, some red cuffs.
Yeah. They just
and the beard, bro. You're good, bro.
Man, like my cousin E-Cat and shit, he... if you guys don't remember from the show, he has like cerebral palsy, but he's high functioning.
Yeah.
But this fool, like somebody had told him, he's trying to like shoot his shot at girls and shit like that. And they're like, and he's hairy. He has a hairy chest. He has beard like all up on his neck. And somebody told him, oh, yeah, you know what? If you want to get some chicks, like you should shave your chest. And this fool did it wrong or something, and he ended up getting like some kind of infection. He got all kinds of like granules and shit.
Yeah,
like it was nasty, bro. And I go, there you go, bitch. I go, did you get your dick sucked? And he's like, no.
Let me ask, is he a virgin or has he gotten laid?
You know what? I've asked him, and he said he's fingered girls before, but really? He's never given me a confirmation that he's gotten laid.
If he's high functioning. Because this motherfucker drives.
Yeah, he drives.
Oh, he drives. Yeah.
He drives.
He drives and he has money.
Yeah. He's paid for it. For sure.
Yeah, because I remember I used to make fun of him and I'm like, hey, bro, like when you fuck, do you have to use a wheelchair for your dick?
Wait, you're an asshole, first of all. Second of all, does he have movement down there?
Well, he's not a paraplegic. Okay, fool. But he just
walks different.
He walks like he's a skeleton.
Retarded.
Come on.
What? He's a little retarded.
I don't think that's the word.
No, he's
anymore.
Not retarded. No, that was not. Smarter than
he's
us.
No, it's that they do it in the brain. It's the physical, right?
Yeah, it's physical.
His body is retarded.
Yes.
Well,
his movement.
Yeah, his movement.
I mean, in all senses of the word, maybe.
His brain is good.
He's probably faster than you, though.
Oh,
wait.
He's pretty fast. And he's strong.
Oh, he's strong as fuck, bro.
He has that retard strength.
No.
What?
You got it, man. That's it. Fuck this shit.
That's my fucking cousin, man.
He's like, I can call him a retard. What the fuck? I don't do it in
front of his face. He'll fuck you up. That's why.
Break my neck.
Choke you to death.
Fuck it. He'll tend the rabbit.
Shit. Hey, does he listen to the show?
Nah.
I hope not.
I think only one of my family members has asked me about it.
Really?
But I think it was because he's good friends with Bear Claw.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bear Claw told him about it.
Damn it.
Yeah, and I was like, and he asked me about it one time at like a barbecue, and he's like, so I hear you're famous. I'm like, not really.
We have 7 listeners.
Well, Barlow's is the most famous one of the show. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I haven't been in here in a while. I need to be clean.
Yes, you do, bro.
Cobwebs everywhere, dude.
Fucking moss growing in the corner.
My fucking condoms dried up. Holy shit.
It's been a while, bro.
It's been a while.
Fuck, bro.
Let me out.
Get him out. He'll behave.
No, that was terrible.
It was terrible.
He said it 3 times.
Yeah. I gave him a chance. I don't know if you guys realized
No,
this.
You did give him a chance.
And I was like, come on, bro.
He kept poking the bear. He was like, put me in the closet. Put me in the closet.
I dare you, bitch. I dare you.
I love E-Cat, and I was like, come on, don't say that about E-Cat. God damn it.
Have I ever met him before? I don't think I've ever met him.
I don't think you have.
Probably, maybe at the birthday party.
At a birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you would have. No,
that's
for real.
That's not even me.
He stands out.
So he walks crooked. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I have
yeah,
seen
yeah.
him.
Yeah, yeah. And then his speech.
Yeah,
his speech is off. And
different.
Yeah. Is he the original cumbia? I don't know. So there's a.
Yeah, yeah.
There's this comedian that has an uncle that, I think he has hip problems.
Yeah, yeah.
And anytime he walks, he looks like he's dancing cumbia.
Yeah.
And that's what E-Cat kind of walks like.
He really does.
Yes.
He's the original cumbia.
He's going to fuck you up, Barlow. He's going to fuck you up. No, he's still hung up on the other stuff.
I'm going to say he's the original fucking cumbia.
He would rather.
All right, that was pretty funny. I'm going to take him out. You got to say it again in case the people in the back didn't hear it.
The people.
Nah, I was just going to say, I didn't say the cumbia thing. I was just going to say, you know, he's probably more of the original Crip Walker.
Come on, man.
He didn't get shot.
He was probably part of the Crips.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You remember that episode?
South Park.
On South Park?
Which one?
It was Jimmy.
Jimmy and the other retarded one.
Oh.
Jimmy,
come on. What? Just got out.
We're not talking about E-Dog anymore. God.
His name's E-Cat.
E-Cat.
Oh, yeah.
E-Dog. Then she would change his name.
Yeah. He can't.
Well, one's in a wheelchair and one's like with the walker. I don't know what
Timmy
the-
and
Timmy.
Yes, Timmy.
Timmy.
And they formed the Crips.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Crips.
Yeah, they did. They formed the Crips.
Oh, and the guy with the little yeah. with the arm yeah. things. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the other one in the wheelchair, he's yeah. all fucking mental.
They formed the Crips, bro.
And then they started looking for like-minded individuals.
Yes.
And they found the real Crips.
Shit.
I got to watch that.
That's hilarious.
It was the funniest episode, man. That was shit. Like, and then they started dressing in blue and everything.
What?
Hilarious.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
I have a fucking rant, bros.
Wait, wait, what?
Really, really quick, fellas.
Okay.
And also.
Oh.
Oh. What? He ain't a fella.
He's a fella.
I'm a fella. Well, he hasn't Come been jumped on. In.
He's a fella. He's a fella.
He's a fella.
Porque las feas no las queremos aquí.
They're all right.
All right, fella.
Thank you.
And big fella. So, I have a rant. There's a rumor going around that Barlow's somehow leaked a picture of himself.
Ooh, what?
On the Barlow's account.
Wow. Oh, like your yeah. whole face and shit.
My whole face. My whole ass
wow.
face.
Oh, dude, yeah. So you should be getting a lot of pussy thrown at you right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
None.
No, actually, I checked our numbers and we lost listeners.
Portland, Portland is gone.
No, Seattle.
Seattle, sorry. Oh. Seattle is gone. The market is gone.
So I'm going to tell you what. That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't me. So come back. Come back. Come back.
Fake news.
Barlow's is cute.
Well, I mean.
So apparently I leaked a picture of myself with my daughter on my Barlow's account.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I was, you know, I was informed of this potential leak. So, you know, I took action, you know, fairly quickly. So I'm sure.
Are lawyers involved in everything?
Yeah, you know, we have cease and desist letters fucking being written up. If anyone decides to, you know.
Screenshot
or try to leak this fucking
picture. This was an Instagram?
It was an Instagram.
If somebody screenshots, you don't know.
You can't tell.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah. I can tell.
Like on a story?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, on a story. Oh, you're right.
It was on a story?
Was it a story or was it an actual post?
No, it was a story. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you can tell. You can tell if they screenshot.
No, I'm asking if you can. No, you can.
No,
you
I
can.
Don't think you can. But unless you have a third party app. Mm-hmm. If you have a third party app, you can tell people mm-hmm. that screenshot your shit.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I want to thank Ceviche Joe for informing me of this potential, you know, issue.
Mm-hmm. Was it fairly quickly or?
I don't know, bro. Yeah. I don't remember.
A week later.
He's like, oh, thanks, bro.
Thanks shit.
For Christmas. I put a poster at Christmas night.
You know what you could also do? Use Ceviche Joe for? Like actually,
for his ceviche?
Yeah.
Well, that's one, bro.
Hey, I still haven't tasted that fucking ceviche.
You have
It's good. I've had it.
We need to
never
get
tasted
it.
And he has a michelada mix, too.
I don't drink.
But you don't drink. But you can drink the michelada mix by itself.
It's still good.
Oh, with like a tamarindo drink?
Yeah, it's good.
But he's also, I feel like he's one of those guys that you can like pay to be one of your sicarios.
Uh-huh.
He's a scary dude, bro.
That's true.
I wouldn't fuck with Ceviche Joe one
I know.
Bit.
When I met him, I was like, holy shit, is he delivering ceviche or fucking or drugs?
It's like one bumper, too.
He was super cool golfing with him.
Nah, he's a cool guy.
Cool dude, bro. Cool.
He didn't give me killer vibes.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, you didn't get on his bad side.
Well, I guess maybe it's when he's delivering stuff, right?
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's when it comes from.
If he doesn't like you, you'll know it.
Oh, yeah. He liked me right away.
Yeah. If he doesn't like you, you'll fucking feel it, and you'll be like, you
know
what?
We were cool.
I got to step away, because he's a rough dude, man.
We're homies right away.
He grew up with, what's his name? Alfred.
Alfred.
Alfred Robles, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a cool dude, though.
Very nice. I appreciate the fact that he did that. Even though I didn't leak anything.
You didn't, right?
I didn't leak shit.
No.
You know, that wasn't me.
No, that was future you.
Yeah, that was future me.
Yeah.
Because the guy in the picture looked a little older. He looked 45.
Oh, so you use one of those apps that ages you a little bit?
Yeah, I was like, you know what?
I've done that.
Yeah, just because I'm making a mistake.
So, like, his beard had, like, fucking white hairs and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, it wasn't dark as fuck like yours right now.
It was a little white. You know, I was like, you know what? Fuck it, man. Just in case I'm posing up in the wrong account.
You want to you're trying to get some gilfs, right?
Gilfs.
Some gilfs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, there's some hot fucking grandmas.
Well, you know what? They're,
but
they're,
even but grandmas are like our age now.
Yeah, yeah,
but
that's,
you know
what?
The sad part.
They're very giving. I don't know if you've noticed.
What do you mean?
The gilfs are fucking like.
They've never given me anything.
Yeah. Oh, they'll give you a lot.
Well, really?
Give me the numbers.
What, like,
I can give them. Give me some shit.
They'll give a chlamydia, but that's beside the point.
Oh, but
give old dad's disease.
The gift that keeps on giving.
But it's okay, though, because it's old chlamydia, so it isn't that potent.
That's
right?
True.
True.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Oh, old chlamydia doesn't stick around.
No, you've probably been vaccinated for shit that can kill it.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I think the COVID vaccine kills it.
And I've had a vasectomy.
That takes half of it.
That automatically protects me from all STDs,
too. It gives it like a half-life.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's pretty dope.
You're fucking up, bro.
Hey. He's like researching Kaiser. Let me schedule my fucking vasectomy.
Oh shit.
Alright, I'm done.
You're done? That was your rant.
That was your rant?
That
really?
Was my rant. Terrible.
Terrible people. Hey, whoever screenshot it, fuck you.
I know. Don't be screenshotting. Don't be screenshotting shit.
Yeah.
God
bitches,
damn it.
Motherfucker.
The fuck?
Yeah. Just ask the fellas.
How many followers do you have?
Me?
On the wrong the account that you put.
Probably like five.
Like 300, 500?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Not too many. It wasn't out there that long. And it was early. So, you know our listeners.
They don't wake up early.
They don't wake up until later.
No.
They don't have jobs.
So it's probably maybe like 10 or 15 people have seen it.
Unless they're all coked out. And
they haven't slept.
Mm.
Was it the day of the Trump shot?
Yeah, it was actually.
Oh, who cares?
Nobody was paying attention.
Yeah, everybody was looking at the Trump
shit.
And
I was like, you know what? Most of the lady fellas see my dick anyway. So
this is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right, guys. I have an also question.
What? Shit.
Also question.
Wait, but you're here.
Yeah, he never asks also questions when he's here.
I know. I'm going to ask it.
It must be mild as fuck.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's mild.
Okay.
Right,
we're good.
What's gayer?
Okay.
Oh,
wait a minute. Here
we go.
Does not sound mild.
What's gayer? Sucking dick?
Okay.
Or getting fucked in the ass?
Oh, God. Like, us fucking it, like
No,
like you're getting fucked in the ass.
You getting fucked in the ass or you sucking dick?
What's gayer?
Me?
God damn.
Well, what am I wearing?
What the fuck?
I'm just asking.
What are you wearing while sucking dick?
Yes.
A bib.
Okay.
A bib? What the fuck?
That's not that gay. That's pretty good.
I'd rather be wearing a red dress.
A red dress.
Why are you talking about the clothes?
Super gay.
No, what's gayer? Just what act?
Because I want to see what mindset I'm in.
Okay. Okay.
Why am I in this situation?
Here's why. Because you're in jail.
Oh.
Because you're in jail and you're not a gangster, right? So you're not a Southsider, and you gotta.
I'm a blood cub.
You don't know how to fight.
Yeah. I'm a blood cub.
You don't know how to fight.
Blood cubs.
And your only tool to be safe is. You sucking dick.
My ass.
Or your
ass.
Gonna
get
your
ass blown out.
So what's gayer?
God.
If I'm in jail, I think I. This is terrible. But if I'm in jail, I think I would rather. For some reason, I think sucking dick would be a little less gay than getting fucked in the ass. Right?
No.
Because you're looking at dick.
No, but
no,
then.
No, you're not looking at dick. He's fucking. Holding a dick.
Sucking dick.
Putting it in his mouth.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to completion in your mouth too, right?
Yeah, but
he'll have a mirror so you can see him hit in the ass.
You're gay as fuck.
So you would rather take it in the fucking ass?
Dude, what if you become this fucking amazing...
Like well-known?
Well-known cocksucker
but
in jail.
What if you become a well-known
but what
ass?
Are, yeah, or what...
Ass sticker?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, man, Barlos has a fucking ass like candy, bro. Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna be shitting. I'm gonna be not even wiping my ass.
Okay.
I'm gonna let the hair of my ass grow.
Well, they're probably gonna go ass to mouth on you, bro. You're gonna lose both battles.
No, that's not fair.
No,
don't add to it.
I know.
This is an also question, not a fucking Mick question, bitch.
Yeah, you always change it.
All right, I'm not gonna change it.
He's always changing that shit.
I make it better.
No.
All right.
So I don't know, but I think
okay.
Because jail is different, right? Because it's like
it changes a man.
Yeah, because there
it sure does, bro.
Well, when you were in jail, what did you do?
I didn't suck anybody's dick.
Oh, okay. Shit. So then you.
I didn't take a dick in my ass either, motherfucker.
Okay.
So how much?
I was in level one jail, man.
What does that mean?
I wasn't with murderers and rapists and shit like that. I was with, you know, your normal DUI, hit and run.
Oh, okay.
Drug paraphernalia, normal people.
Parking tickets.
Yeah, parking tickets. Normal people.
Bro, you made it seem like it was like the most terrible fucking gang.
Bro,
we thought you were talking about American Me or fucking
right.
Blood In, Blood Out.
You haven't seen a tattoo on my back.
Because it fucking semen drops.
You said you were in jail with Danny Trejo, bro.
He there was a guy that looked like him.
He looked just like him.
We were working out like we were in fucking real fucking jail, bro.
Wait, so is that the only time you work out when you're in jail?
Nah, bro, I work out now. What the fuck you talking about, bitch?
Oh, that got him started on his journey.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
He like, you know what?
He does pinta burpees.
Next time I go to jail, I'm going to be fucking fit.
Because I want to get fucked.
They ain't going to catch me.
They ain't going to catch me slipping. God damn it.
What do you think, Jerky?
So you guys are going to be booty bandits or what? What's going to happen?
Listen, bro, I don't want to look at a dick.
Yeah. I'll take
Close your eyes.
I'll take it in the butt. But it's in your mouth.
You're taking it.
So here's okay.
You're tasting it. Yeah. You're tasting dick, bro.
Yeah.
How can that not be gay?
What if it tastes like your shit, though?
But I haven't sucked my own dick, though.
Damn, he didn't pop.
Damn it.
Look, listen, I want to.
He's like, maybe.
This guy's smart.
I haven't tried. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. Not for lack of trying.
Yeah.
But I just haven't gotten there yet. I'm not that flexible.
I'm going to go with... mixed answer.
Which is
I'd rather not take it in my ass. Because like when somebody says to you, that fool just took your manhood, what are they talking about? Your ass.
Fool, your mouth is
it's just as bad, isn't it?
Your but mouth, you are fucking sucking a dick for 10, 15 minutes or so.
God, that's a long fucking time.
Well, how long are they fucking you in the ass, bro?
10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. Like to me, it's like your asshole's gonna be sore.
Listen,
gonna be sore as fuck.
You can well.
The stipulation is I can only take one a day.
One a day.
Okay, let me ask you this. What will be quicker?
Quicker.
Depends on you, Jericho.
No, yeah, that, right. And that's the thing.
Depends on you, big buddy.
Depends on that mouth, buddy.
What that mouth do?
What that mouth do?
See, so the more dick you suck, the better you get at it. And
okay,
but then they're gonna be lining up. They're like, "Whoa, he's done."
Well, they're gonna line up anyway.
He's done in 2 minutes, so
they're gonna line up.
Oh, is that 2 minute Cherokee? Yeah.
2 minute. He's like open for business.
Is that Superhead over there?
Superhead.
On behalf of the lady listeners, all we talk about is gay shit.
Okay, I have a question for you.
What is it?
Everybody here is either married or sullied, fucked and sullied now, right?
No, he's fucked, fucked and sullied. Yeah,
I am fucked and
what,
sullied.
What, yes. To me, the answer, what gives me the answer is this. What's easier for you to convince your girl to do? Give you head or anal?
Suck my dick.
What's harder?
My dick.
Really?
No, what's harder?
Oh, no.
Oh, bitch. To convince the girl.
The booty play.
No, yeah, no, no,
yeah.
No,
anal.
No, no.
Anal's
harder.
Okay.
Booty play is like an afterthought.
Yeah. Meaning that is something that is not easy to convince a girl. Meaning it's something that's like harder to do.
To conquer, yes.
Yeah. So therefore, I'm not giving that shit up. You know what I mean? Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
You'd rather give up your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I see how you guys
I'm there.
Think. Yeah.
So, but you, on the other hand, you and Barlow's are...
Yeah, I'm ready to give up the booty hole, dog.
Yeah, but the way I think about it is I'm taking a shit like 100 fucking times.
Yeah, but this time it's going...
It doesn't fucking matter.
It's going in and out, bro.
Right, but it's coming in and it's going out and it's coming in it's coming out.
It's like make up your fucking mind.
Right. Like the shit is coming in and out. That's all I think about. If you think about it that way, it's not a gay thing because I take a shit every day. Every fucking day.
But shit comes out and that doesn't go in.
And then every time I take a big shit, like a big old fucking log, I take a picture of it and I send it to these guys. And I'm like, dude, guys, take a look at this. And I'm proud of it. So yeah, why yeah, won't you know? Like
I'm mad. I'm not on that.
So
chat.
So you're gonna. So you,
what the fuck?
So you would send us a picture of a dick? Be like, this just came out my ass.
This was gonna trade all his fucking ramen packs to get a fucking bidet in jail.
Shit, I don't know, man. It's a tough question, but I wouldn't want anything like penetrating me, dog. Like I get bitch, like still it's penetrating my mouth, but to be penetrating my asshole like that's not
very true.
Okay, but you know, but if you are in jail, I think those motherfuckers would preferably probably take your fucking ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So maybe that's the less gay route because I didn't willingly give it up. They took it.
Right.
They took it.
Right. You can sell that.
So I think maybe in jail, obviously it's different than being out here. Maybe in jail, the other thing is more important.
The mouth.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you're more gay if you gave up the mouth.
Yeah, maybe in jail. Right, and speaking in jail terms.
Right,
never been there, but
So we were like right.
No, but I don't know.
Me and Bartles were right.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
No.
I said maybe.
We're the heterosexuals. Yeah. You guys are the homos.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We're the dick suckers. But it's okay. Yeah. We ain't walking funny.
Guess what? I can sit down normally. Look, hey.
But guess what? I can take a shit as they're fucking me, and then they're done very quickly. Disgusting.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh yeah.
All right, fellas. And what's also.
Wait, come on.
Hey, what?
Do it again.
Oh. He's again. A fella.
Rewind it.
No, he's a fella.
Rewind it.
Rewind.
All right, fellas. And also, time to get out of here.
Hey, can I say how I know I'm a fella?
How?
I didn't even get introduced today.
Oh,
that's right. There you go.
That was your fault.
I'm a fucking fella. No. You don't say, Bartles, this is Jericho, special guest.
No. Right, Bartles, that was your fault.
Anyway.
You're the one introducing
people. Hey, we have a special guest here today. Fucking Osos in the house. Yeah. Mr. You know, quote unquote, fake fella, whatever the fuck he wants to be. Jericho, you edit that the way you gotta edit it, bro.
You do what you do, buddy.
You do what you do, man.
This motherfucker, he feels like he's fucking privileged now and shit. The hell? We're taking that shit right away. Away from you.
Ah, shit.
Oh, man.
That was funny. You know what? Also, that was funny, bro.
Thank you, man.
I called you, bro.
Damn. Damn, you got it. He didn't even pledge.
Hold my hand.
My hands are too soft.
We were in a staff meeting on Thursday, and Mick and I, and they're talking about shit. And I was like, hold my hand. I told Nick, hold my hand. He's like, bitch, we're in a meeting.
This motherfucker. No.
Not here.
I didn't say no.
He said, we're in a meeting.
He said, there's a lot of eyes. I'm like,
that's a fucking respect, bro.
He said, never again.
He said, we're in a meeting.
Hey, but he did reach out for it. He went like this. In the meeting.
It's like, wait.
Reflexes.
It was a fucking afterthought, bro.
His natural reflex was to go to the hand. And like, wait a minute. We're in the meeting. He
said, fool me once.
Oh, man.
Whew, good time, brother.
You had a good time today, Bartles?
Had a good time.
All right.
Yeah, last week I felt a little discouraged.
Because we were tired.
I don't know what was happening last
week. It was funny last week.
Was it?
I had a good time.
Really?
It was a good time. It was fun, but I think we were just all tired.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, I thought we were coming off my game last week.
But we were coming off the long weekend, too.
Yeah, that's true.
We did talk about the long weekend.
Yeah.
But today I felt good, man.
Yeah, and we didn't even drink last week.
We didn't really drink at all. No,
well, I don't think we drank at all.
I didn't bring mezcal. So today I brought mezcal, and we had some mezcal.
You know, there's always some here, right?
Yeah, fool. But I don't know when I can grab.
Hey, get anything you fucking want. It's a full bar. Have the listeners seen?
You know, have the people seen?
The people. The bar that we have right there.
I don't think they have.
No, they haven't.
And I don't drink it. Okay, so I'm not an alcoholic. If I was, I'd be there. Because there's so much fucking alcohol there, and I don't touch it ever.
Yeah, and Jerry, he doesn't have his parties anymore like he used to.
I don't, man. I don't like people.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
He's turning into an old man.
I am, man. You know, like, I mean, I'm a 44, bro.
Damn.
I'm fucking old. That's insane. I feel old.
And your birthday's in October, right?
Oh, come on.
That's what this guy said.
He did. What the fuck? I forgot to bleep it.
You didn't bleep it?
No.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, but anytime you come, grab whatever you want, bro, on your
way
in.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? I also want, you know, I want to contribute. So I always bring,
you don't have to.
Bottle, you know.
If you find it, if you see it on your way out, you know that it's going to be there next week.
All right. There you go.
There you go.
Next week, we will have mezcal from the bar.
Woo!
With that said, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
Well, thank you for having me, fellas. Also, again, I want to give a shout out to my friend Chavo, who's in Mexico right now.
Really?
Oh, he's in Mexico.
What part of Mexico? What part?
I'm not sure. Oh, but he's out there for like 3 weeks.
Oh, shit.
3 weeks?
Yeah, he's traveling for some event, and then he's going
to his
family.
He's trying to get his legal status.
Yeah. I think he got deported.
He can't come back.
I think he got deported.
He's making his way back.
It's going to take him a week to get back in.
Yeah.
But, you know, not if Trump has something to say.
Oh. But he just got shot, so he has other things to think about.
True. Shout out to Chavo, and thanks for letting me in, man. Also out.
Ooh, letting him in. All right.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Big shout out to all you guys, man. I think it's a great fucking way to start the week.
Shut up, Nick.
Hey, I'm serious.
I mean, Victorious.
it really makes my week, man, when we get started with a lot of laughs and shit, man. And shout out to all the listeners, man. I'm not going to name all you guys, but I don't want to miss anybody. Because then all the Seattle people, they might get butthurt and shit. You're going to be like, oh, Victoria's didn't name me.
Sure.
Yeah, but fuck that, man. Yeah, so shout out to us. Shout out to you guys. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I have a little show called Presumed Innocent on Apple TV Plus. And I don't know if you guys watch this show, but it's one of those shows that has...
No one ever watches your show.
Wait, what?
And then you have Apple TV Plus?
Plus, yes.
Absolutely not.
Oh, is that different from Apple
what
TV?
The fuck, yeah. What the fuck is Plus?
Is that like the white version of it? Like, we're not allowed to watch it?
It's one that you pay for, bro.
Oh, nah.
Oh, the Apple TV isn't paid for?
No, you don't. You got to pay for that.
I think the Apple TV has free shit, and then Plus you get the...
Oh. Yes. So it's Jake Gyllenhaal, and he's a lawyer, right? And he's fucking his coworker. Not even a lawyer. He's a prosecutor.
Okay, he's a lawyer. That's a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, but he's a prosecutor, right? He works
titties.
There's some titties. Not great titties.
Wait, who's the girl he's fucking?
There's some titties. It's his co-worker. So she's another prosecutor,
she's
right?
She's not famous?
She's not famous. She's some Nordic chick. I don't know. She's. I don't think she's all that. But the point is, he's a married fucking dude. Okay. And he gets caught actually sleeping with his co-worker by his wife. Yet, that was a year ago, and yet he keeps fucking his wife. I'm sorry, he keeps fucking his co-worker, his mistress, and she winds up dead.
What?
And now they're looking at his ass for the crime.
Oh, yeah, okay, now I know what
you're talking about. Yo, bro.
They connected it back to him?
Well, they're looking at him for that shit because he was there the night that she died. So.
Fuck.
He was a cop.
Bro, it's gonna be fucking wild. I'm on episode 6. I think it's an 8 or 9 episode season.
Okay.
And I'm still like trying to get to the end. It's fucking dope, bro.
It's one season in?
So far, yeah. One season in. So you guys might want to watch this. It's one of those shows that actually draws you in and keeps you there. It's fucking awesome. You guys,
okay.
If you guys, because there's a lot of questions that arise, like, you know, when you sleep with a woman and she's your coworker, shit can happen. Yeah. Right? And you think like, ah, no one's gonna know. Someone's gonna fuck.
That's why me and Mick don't sleep together anymore.
Motherfucker, the also question is over.
We're coworkers now. Now we can. HR told us to stop.
Stupid. So with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Podcast.